at alcavision.com.
It's the story of cresting rivers and floods in the South. Really, it's one big mama river, the Mississippi. Plus the fallout from Bin Laden. Pete King wants a hearing on the Hill. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, do we have a show for you, including we go to our Hollywood insider, Stephen Shohet, at the bottom of the hour. Hollywood all abuzz with the latest bomb from Arnold Schwarzenegger and his separation with Maria Shriver. Normally, I don't care about celebrity gossip, but remember, Arnold was the governor. I bet you're just waiting to find out what the story is if you haven't heard. I'm not going to tell you just yet. We'll get to that in our next segment. What about the NFL? Sports shorts coming up at the tail end of the hour. The NFL could be dead. How many times have I argued with people in New York telling me that they really thought we would have a season? But yet another round of talks ends, and there's no agreement. No agreement means no NFL. Some of the specifics coming up. But first, let's start on the river and what's now happening, because lots of people are traveling in and out of Baton Rouge and, of course, New Orleans, excuse me, and seeing what's going on. And what you're seeing is that familiar picture of a roof and water just underneath it. In other words, floating roofs, meaning houses are buried underneath. Now, we're not talking about in Baton Rouge itself or in New Orleans, because remember, the idea was open up the floodgates, the spillway, and divert the water, and that's exactly what's happened. So now what you've seen in places like Vidalia, Louisiana, is nothing but floating things. And a couple thousand people live there. That 15-mile section of the Mississippi River opened wide up, so record water levels could last. Now they say that's why this is so big. This is the water cooler buzz. Lasts more than a month. What do you do when you're displaced for a month? And that's what's going to happen to a lot of people, sadly, in Louisiana. The U.S. Coast Guard tried to reopen a section of the river, but they had to close it, and this is in Vidalia, because the damage to the levees and the passing barges was just off the charts. And you look at Natchez, Mississippi, and they're saying that only one tow boat at a time can pass through that 15-mile area. Because Natchez, by the way, is close to Vidalia. So they're talking about shutting the waterway again if the level rises to 62.5 feet. Wow. Wow. All I can say is what a terrible tragedy for all those people who have to somehow figure out a way to navigate without their homes, without their livelihoods. The sand, all that stuff that they try to pile up was blown away. So now we're talking about a month. And, of course, what happened is the levees along the length of the river looked like they were holding the water that was diverted through the spillways, but then it started to rise more slowly than expected. So they're saying there's so much that could go wrong, and it's starting to go wrong. Because we often talk about the numbers. Specifically, you have close to 5,000 people homeless by the flooding so far. When I say homeless, meaning you had to pick up your crap, get in the car, and drive away. What are you taking with you? We've talked about this in a previous show, when you have to get in the car and drive away. We're all reluctant to leave our houses. So how deep does this go? How wide will the flood go? They don't know specifically. They're just seeing that it's slowly rising, cresting, as I said. 64.2 feet, that's the average. Do you know how much that is above the flood stage? I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to make you guess. 16 feet. So, of course, record levels. People are listening to us in these areas. Vicksburg, Natchez, and even the Red River Landing in Baton Rouge, they're still going to have to deal with the waters there. So the Army Corps of Engineers is either saintly to some or the devil to others, depending on where you live and where they opened those gates. Just to wrap it up for you, the plan is to eventually open about a quarter of the spillway, about a quarter of it, depending on how much the water rises. Oh, I can't even fathom being in that situation. High anxiety in some of these historic areas. All right, quickly switching to something else that's on the minds of many here in the United States, and I guess really outside of the border areas as well, meaning anything outside of the U.S. is fair game. And it's all that conversation about bin Laden and what happens now and Al-Qaeda and what's the next target going to be and is there going to be, you know, another target? Will somebody else be hit as a result of the killing of bin Laden? This has been the conversation for 2.5 weeks, well, sort of, because all the details about what was in the compound just titillated people to no end. Now, a little bit, it's been tweaked, and what we care about is not being the victims of any kind of a homegrown terrorist or otherwise. Al-Qaeda, Taliban, name it, I don't care what the poison is, but certainly we don't want to see that happen anywhere. And after getting the game plan that was found in the compound, I think some anxiety started to rise as to what are we doing in taking some serious precautions. That's why the hearing on the Hill about bin Laden. And while that goes on, the U.S. and Israel are trying to do the dance. You know what the dance is? The happy peace dance. Because Prime Minister Netanyahu is in town in Washington to talk about peace, to talk about what's going on in the Middle East. He's not the only one. King Abdullah from Jordan is also in Washington. And now you know what the clash would be. Some of the radical Palestinian organizations, particularly Hamas, is on the radar. So now U.S.-Israeli relations are a little bit tense, especially with the pressure building again by the Palestinians. And that, of course, is because of President Mahmoud Abbas trying to do what some would say is a end round against the Middle East process. Like I said, pick your poison. It's either poison of what could possibly potentially happen here in the United States or outside our borders with any of our allies, our friends in the UK, in Australia, wherever. Or look at the jigsaw puzzle that is the Middle East and try to figure out what the next moves are for Syria, for example. We're going to talk about that, too. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, though, we have a dungeon moment. What did Arnold do to cause Maria to consult with a divorce attorney? We'll tell you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
She could get a gun. You know the old saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Talk about being scorned. That whole stand by your man thing, I think we'd be pretty tough after reading about Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's interesting because so many people assumed that it was about the politics when the two of them separated, that, oh, they were staying together because he was the governor, and nobody really talked about some of the accusations that had flown around that he might have been a kind of a philanderer. In fact, if you go back to, I want to say 2003 it was, when he was accused of, you know, sexual misconduct with some people on, some women on movie sets, and they kind of poo-pooed that whole thing and moved on from there. In fact, Shriver was on the campaign trail defending Arnold a day after that started to surface, and then, you know, just 4 days before the recall election, and she said you can listen to all the negativity, you can listen to people who have never met Arnold, or they've met him for 5 seconds 30 years ago, or you can listen to me. I clearly remember that speech because it was blasted all over the place. And she said, he's an A-plus human being. I wouldn't be taking my time. I wouldn't have left my job that I love, and I wouldn't be doing any of this if I didn't believe in this man, that he's honest, he's sensitive, he's sincere, and all that kind of stuff. And here's the deal. This is what's happened now. Maria Shriver learned that Arnold Schwarzenegger fathered a child with somebody who was on the payroll, on the household payroll. So somebody who was organizing things for the family, who knows, housekeeper, whatever. But there is a 10-year-old child, and he fathered this child with the woman who was the help.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Yeah, exactly. So the California governor was, this started to ramble around the house, and so Maria bailed. She left the house, if you remember. It was first published by the Los Angeles Times. It came a week after Schwarzenegger and his wife separated, announced that they were separating, amicably. And after he left the governor's office, he said he told his wife about it, what happened a decade ago. What's really crazy is the fact that he fathered this boy with somebody on the household staff, and nobody knew it. You know, with all the gossip and leaks and holding someone hostage, basically blackmailing them for money, I guess none of that happened because Maria didn't know, the children didn't know, but nobody knew. For a politician, that's just disastrous, as he was in the middle of being the governor of California. What's also interesting is that Schwarzenegger's kids, a couple of them, have twittered about it. His 17-year-old son, Patrick, said, "Some days you feel like S blank blank T. Some days you want to quit and just be normal for a bit. Yet I love my family till death do us part," and that's what he wrote. Then they've got a 21-year-old daughter. She tweeted, "This is definitely not easy, but I appreciate your love and support as I begin to heal and move forward in life. I will always love my family." As for Maria, listen to what she had to say.
"I am my own woman. I have not been, quote, bred to look the other way."
All right, so she wasn't bred to look the other way. But this is a huge scandalous thing, although now he's not in politics because conveniently he's not the governor any longer. Otherwise, this would have absolutely taken him down. So without further ado, Arnold might be really funny, great in the movies, I don't know, a nice guy, a philanthropic guy, but he made a serious blunder when he messed with the help. So for that reason, we're going to put him in our America Tonight dungeon. Go ahead, Matt.
"This chamber has no windows and no doors."
All right, so what happens next? Who knows? At this point, what I heard is that she was consulting an attorney, and we'll see. He's reviving his acting career. He signed some movie deals. He's going to do another installment of The Terminator, but he might be minus his wife in the end. In California, you split everything, so she'll probably end up with a bundle of cash. Not that she didn't have some of her own money from her family and from some of the things that she did, but that's the community property state, so you would assume all the things would be split up. But I don't think he's worried about that. I think he's more concerned probably about his family. The timing, though, is very, very interesting that nobody knew that this was going on. And politically, what a disaster. You know, we talk about Senator Ensign and some of the ridiculous, twisted details that are coming out of the affair that he had with one of his staffer's wives, and then how she felt she had to fool around with him to preserve the job and all this other stuff. And now you have this debacle with Schwarzenegger, but again, he is out of office, so it makes a big difference being the governor and not being the governor. There's a big difference there. So while we're on the whole sexual harassment or divorce shocking headlines kind of deal, we'll stick with this, moving from that dungeon to this idiot Dominic Strauss-Kahn, who is the IMF chief. He's accused of sexually assaulting a maid at a New York hotel. He's now in a cell at Rikers. I told you this, that his wife was coming into town with millions of dollars to try to get him out of it, but the judge refused bail, so it doesn't matter how much money she floats in front of their faces, that's not going to happen. He's in isolation because he's too much of a high-profile guy. There was massive concern that he would crash the monetary system in Europe with everything that was revealed because Strauss-Kahn has so many high-level meetings. I mean, he is the chief behind IMF, And now here he sits, you know, pampered in this posh hotel with a private jet and everything else in a notorious prison. I mean, could you think of a place you wouldn't want to be housed? I think I'd rather be where they had Martha Stewart. Were they calling it Camp Cupcake? I'd rather be at Camp Cupcake any day than in Rikers. I don't think I could do time period, but in Rikers, he's separate from everybody else, like I said, so I guess that's one thing. There have been other famous inmates there. Plaxico Burress was there. Little Wayne spent some time there. Sid Vicious, the late Sex Pistols bassist, if you remember, he also was an inmate at Rikers. But it's one place that I would want nothing to do with. What's happening is he's allowed to leave his cell periodically. He can watch the tube, but he can't come in contact with anybody else. And it's looking pretty bad for him, according to all the evidence they have. Of course, he still has to go through the system, so ultimately I think privilege won't matter in this case. But the bigger picture, the bigger concern was monetarily. Would what happened with him tank money across Europe? Because this is the International Monetary Fund guy. He's the head of it. And it kind of rocked the world when that story came out that he grabbed and attacked a maid at the hotel, then took off without his cell phone. So it's been a huge reaction from around France and, you know, all over the place. Because if you think of, again, I think he's got to step down for the good of that institution. If he doesn't, maybe it does put them in more dire straits. They're calling him the seducer, by the way. So he's known for having this brilliant grasp of global economics and European politics, but at the same time, he couldn't control himself, and he's, like I said, is known as the seducer. But in this case, the woman didn't want to be seduced. The housekeeping employee, when she came to clean his suite, wanted no parts of him when he went after her. All right, coming up on the flip side, a conversation with our man, Stephen Shohat. Always terrific. Hollywood stories, he's got a bunch of them. And what about what's going on with Charlie Sheen being replaced on 2 and a Half Men? We're going to talk about that. Also, what the fallout is in L.A. over Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hang with us, everybody.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Each and every week, we have a conversation with Stephen Chouhet out of Los Angeles. He is truly a treasure when it comes to storytelling of the Hollywood variety. He's got a book out called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. Hey, how are you, Stephen? Did you have a good week so far?
Yeah, very nice, Kate. How are you?
Good, thank you. A big story, though, on the West Coast, before we dive into a few other things, is the fallout with Arnold Schwarzenegger and the fact that he fathered a son with a household staffer. What's it? I heard that's all they're talking about in Los Angeles on all the talk shows and all the television casts and whatnot. It's a lead story. What's that been like?
Right. You know, this stuff has been suspected and you know, pretty much known by some people for years. I mean, Gene Simmons came out and said he knew about it for years. Actually, in 2003, this story was broached, and a lot of the Republican Party, the big shots, didn't want it to come out. But you know, and a lot of people didn't care. I mean, all the stories about him groping women and this love child story was out there too, back in 2003, right before the election. I even did an interview at that time with a radio host, and he was asking me, about Schwarzenegger, what kind of thing would happen. And I said, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of stories to come out. And Schwarzenegger even admitted at the time, he said, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. He admitted, I'll never forget, the funniest line he ever had was, after I'm elected, I will do an investigation on myself. You know, but nobody cared. You know, listen, I'm a Republican. It's great to go to these Republican meetings and hear, well, Schwarzenegger's not a Republican. You got to figure this out before the election. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Now we got. Yeah, now in the state we have 12.5% unemployment, higher than the national average, and, you know, some people don't blame him for that. I personally think he's a big cause, and you just wonder, you know, I just have to question this whole thing that he didn't tell her until now. I mean, it's just interesting that he has no political future now, and this is all coming out. I don't know.
I think so, too. I think it's very strange. Yeah.
Right.
Very strange.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, people put up with things if somebody has a chance. You got to remember, there was a group, I don't know if they're still around, there was a group in the Silicon Valley called Amen for Arnold. After he won the governorship, he had Orrin Hatch saying we should change the Constitution so he should be president. So I think he really thought, and I don't know what Maria thought, that there was an opportunity to take his political career to a higher level. He could have run for senator. I think I said this on your show before, but he doesn't want to be one of 100. You know, his
no.
ego is too big. So, if there would have been a chance for something bigger, I don't think this would have come out, or at least it wouldn't have gotten the exposure that it's gotten now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's move on to Ashton Kutcher replacing Charlie Sheen on 2.5 Men. Wow, I didn't hear any rumblings about that, but I think he fits the bill. What do you think?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think definitely it'll be, people will be watching at the beginning, and then we'll have to see, how that goes. I mean, I didn't know that either. I mean, I thought it was going to be Rob Lowe. Hugh Grant was really interesting. You go back with Hugh Grant and when Four Weddings and a Funeral came out, he a couple of times went around to New York theaters and actually stood in line and so he could get some attention, sign autographs. He loved it. And then after the Divine Brown thing happened, the prostitute episode
yeah.
with Hugh Grant, he was at the airport a couple of times and people approached him with copies of the National Enquirer with his mugshot and said, would you please sign this? And he said, absolutely not. So, you know, the thing about Charlie Sheen is that he has a sense of humor about his personal life, at least he did before, and that was an element that they put into that show. I don't know if Hugh Grant has a sense of humor about it or not, but it didn't seem like it. And Ashton Kutcher, I mean, before he's made, threats to the paparazzi. He disparages the paparazzi. He does satires of TMZ. So the element that they had with Charlie Sheen where the personal life of the actor is sort of injected into the character, how much that will come across, I don't know. And of course, Ashton Kutcher's much different. I mean, he partied like crazy when he was in college, but now I think he's more known as kind of a straight-laced type of guy, and there's no scandals with his marriage or anything like that. So for him to play the Playboy character, it would be playing somebody different from at least what he appears to be in public. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Man, yeah. Did Charlie Sheen say anything about it? I didn't see anything.
Yeah, he was very complimentary, but he's also kind of, he's Twittering. He's very complimentary. He said, we got the right guy. I guess they're friends. But he also predicts that the ratings will go down a little bit and that if they go for a younger demographic, that's not usually who watches CBS. So who knows? I mean, we have precedent, but you never know how it's going to work out. When Dick York had a bad back and was replaced by Dick Sargent on Bewitched, the ratings went way down. When Shelley Long left Cheers and was replaced by Kirstie Alley, different characters, but the ratings went way up. So, when Charlie Sheen replaced Michael J. Fox, when he was sick on Spin City, the ratings went up. So you don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think people will tune in initially to see how it goes, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, this weekend's a big deal. The fourth installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean series comes out. And how crazy, Stephen, as you know, people have had to get tickets ahead of time to go to their local movie theaters. I can't imagine it's not going to have blowout at the box office numbers, can you?
Yeah, well, not now. I mean, I can't imagine that it won't do well. I think it's made like $1.7 billion, the three movies. But the interesting thing is, if you look back, I mean, they were thinking about firing Johnny Depp off that movie. That character, Captain Jack, was originally created for Hugh Jackman, actually. That's why he's called Captain Jack. And he was written as a straight-laced character, partly inspired by Burt Lancaster and the old Crimson Pirate movies. And then Johnny Depp came in and one thing he did was he went to the dentist and he got four gold caps and the dentist said, "Why do you need four? Isn't that excessive?" And he said, "I only want two, but I need something to bargain with." and then he went to, you know, Michael Eisner's office, and he smiled at him, and Michael Eisner's like, "Oh, come on, four, that's ridiculous, four gold caps, get rid of, maybe two, but not four." And so he got exactly what he wanted, and then Michael Eisner was constantly calling Jerry Bruckheimer on the set, saying he's ruining the movie, and even, you know, Keira Knightley, who is a very funny person, and she said, "Oh, I did my research for this movie by going to Disneyland, but with my friends and kissing all the boys I could." She was saying that Johnny Depp's performance, she didn't know if it was going to work, and it became sort of too late to fire him. And then the movie came out, and of course, an absolute smash. And Johnny Depp, when he first started in the movies, he resented being like a commodity, a product. And Captain Jack Sparrow certainly is a product, but Johnny Depp feels like he didn't compromise his art to create that character, and he's willing to do it into his old age. So no telling where this franchise will end.
Yeah, I think, are you hooked into it? Will you go and see it?
I probably will, although I'll tell you what, I loved the first one, didn't like the second one, so I haven't even seen the third one yet, to be honest with you. I loved the first one, but I really didn't like the second one. The second one seemed to me like it had no script, and they were just sort of making it up as they went along, and I didn't even bother to see the third one, but I'm certainly in the minority, and another thing is I always like to see Jeffrey Rush,
I agree,
another reason why I'll probably go see it.
Yeah, I think people share those records, and I think some people are just hooked into it. Now the question is, will they do another one after this?
Oh, they will.
Rocky VII.
I mean, it's too big of a franchise. I mean, the third one, actually is the most expensive movie ever made, just by sheer dollars. I mean, I think Cleopatra with Elizabeth Taylor, if you added inflation, might be more expensive, but Disney's been willing to spend, and also, the whole thing with Disney is the synergy. I mean, it just brings more attention to the ride, it just helps the whole franchise. So I'm sure, you know, five and six at least will be coming for Pirates.
All right, Stephen Shohead, author of Hollywood Stories, Pick It Up, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. It's a great read. You can get it at Amazon.com. He joins us each and every week here on America Tonight. What a delight. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so interesting, you heard what he said, that of course they're going to roll out another one, and I think this certainly appeals to not just kids but also older people as well, so they struck the right nerve here. I do agree with him on the second one. I didn't like the second one as much. He didn't see the third. I liked the third. We'll see what the fourth is like. You know, there's that tendency, bigger, badder, bigger. Who knows what they'll do with Captain Jack Sparrow this time around. Coming up, sports shorts here on America Tonight.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen. My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
All 30 Major League Baseball teams are handing out All-Star ballots to their fans, hoping when the votes are tallied, their players will get to be part of the Midsummer Classic. When did it start? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The very first All-Star game was played back in 1933 at the Chicago World's Fair. Credit has to be given to Arch Wall, the sports editor for the Tribune. He thought it'd be fun. It was so successful, in fact, that the game has been played for 81 years at the symbolic halfway point of the season. Both the American League and the National League each now have 34 players representing the various clubs. Fans get to vote on the starting players for each position, while the players themselves vote on the backup guys and 8 pitchers. Finally, the managers round up the rosters. The National League has won 41 times, the American League 38, and there are 2 recorded ties. There's also a home run derby the day before the game. All the long ball hitters get a chance to strut their stuff. This is the Sports Princess for Sports Shorts.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet strip. To the sound of the beat, yeah.
the dust. Yes, indeed. When it comes to love children, that was part of the conversation earlier here on ATN. Arnold Schwarzenegger fathering a child with a household help, a 10-year-old, no less. And now it's kind of the fallout from that. You heard that conversation. If you just tuned in, you missed it, actually, with Stephen Showhead about the reaction in L.A. And it's nothing new because so many people suspected something was going on before the story actually broke. We stick with sports here for a second. Actually, there's some interesting things in the land of sports that affect many of us, including if you're a fan of the NFL. What is the deal with the NFL? Well, the deal is when so many people were poo-pooing to me that, you know, we're gonna see NFL action. Oh, yeah, I'm getting my tickets. Remember, it was, I guess, a month ago when they released the schedules and people were talking about the schedules and looking at the games. And I thought, I'm not even bothering. I'm not even looking at the Eagles schedule because I don't care. I don't think they're going to play any football. And it just gets worse. Another round of talks kaput. So what is going on here? You've got locked out players. You have another round of court-ordered mediation without any signs of any kind of agreement. Tick tock, tick tock. We are into May. We're almost at the end of May. We get into June. You're talking about training camp. You think these guys are going to be ready to play football? We're definitely losing at least a couple of games. So here's the skinny on what I have found out, thanks to the old iPhone and a couple of sports writer friends. The head guy who's negotiating this for the NFL say that the talks actually went well, despite what you're reading or hearing, but there still isn't any progress. So how can you say the talks went well, but there's no progress? That's a stalemate. They still feel like they can have a collective bargaining agreement. And what the problem is, what about this dispute over the $9 billion? You know what the $9 billion is? It's the business end of what's happening with the NFL, meaning all the money that comes in, where part of it goes to the players and part of it goes to the owners. The players want more of that $9 billion. So they keep talking about owing it to the game and the people and the fans to sit down and have these conversations. Do you know how long we've been in a lockout? This has been since the beginning of March, before that when they started to have conversations, but officially, let's say, March 11th. This is not happening. The first preseason game is August 8th. And the two sides, the players, in other words, and the NFL, they're not meeting again until June. That's a month before training camp. And then if you do the math, like I said, August 8th, that's 8 weeks before the first preseason game. Yeah, I would say that you better start finding another sport out there. Come over to the dark side with the rest of us who like hockey. Maybe we're going to have to get interested in the NBA. If you don't like hoop, you might have to start loving it. Of course, you're talking about nothing really happening in September and late in the summer. The focus then would go on those other sports, I guess. But it's tough when you turn your back on the fans. And the NFL rules. Absolutely. You look at the gambling aspect of it, and there's no question that people care about the NFL, men and women. They buy the jerseys. They sit in front of the tube. They try to go to the games. They beg, borrow, or steal to get a ticket. And if the season is toast, completely toast, I think you're going to have the same problem baseball had, and some people are just going to say, forget it. This battle of the billionaires and the millionaires, I don't care about all the particulars. I just know that I don't want to watch this sport anymore because we've invested our lives in this team. People invest their lives in NFL teams. They live and breathe it. Even in a country where we all move around so much, you don't necessarily all stay in the same neighborhood. Many of you listening to me across America have picked up and moved all over the place. But that's the one thing that you hang on to from the hometown. The hometown team, baby. I never would abandon the Eagles. And trust me, there are people in the great state of Texas that would love for me to abandon the Eagles and some of the other places that I've lived. But I refuse to. It is the one thing, it is the one common denominator among so many people when you go and you move someplace else. In fact, bars make a killing on that because you can go and be with Eagles fans or Vikings fans or San Francisco fans, no matter, you know, what city you live in. So they're costing themselves, I think, a big chunk of fans. Big chunk of fans. All right, in the meantime, the great Harmon Killebrew has died, and it's hard to put into words the effect because, you know, here's a guy who died in his 70s, but here's a guy who had an incredible effect on so many people around him. And Killebrew is just revered by almost anyone in sports in general. So we turn to baseball and Paul Molitor and Jack Morris talking about the great Harmon Killebrew. Take a listen.
We have memories and the smiles that we all shared when we think about Harmon. And, you know, in death you think about life. And in our life, if you're mindful of Harmon, your life will be enriched.
The one thing that hits home the most with Harmon is his strength. Not as a player, but as a person, and his kindness, and the strength in his kindness, to me, he was a real man. He was all man, because he loved so much.
All right, so Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew dying at the age of 74, and wow, you can tell how choked up. You know, I have met some incredible athletes in my career. I never had the chance to meet Harmon Killebrew, regrettably. I had the chance to meet the great Ted Williams. But Killebrew was just revered by so many players currently in the game, even today, that he touched. And when you think of the life and career of Killebrew, if you go back and you look in the history books, for some it's hard because you think you're in your 20s or 30s, and you know you're talking about going back a ways to check out some of the stats of this Hall of Famer who was the home run king, certainly for the Minnesota Twins, and one of the most popular players in the 51-year history, in the team's 51-year history. He had cancer. He was battling it, and he passed away at his home in Scottsdale, Arizona, the great Harmon Killebrew.